been asked to increase the local property tax today by the executive. You know, and all of this, what is an unjust tax? It should never have been taken in on households. It has to be abolished at a national level. We're aware of that. However, there was no way that we could find ourselves today to agree to executive to increase, you know, that property tax on the people across the county.
The executive did say, though, today that, you know, financial issues and so on, they will have to find the money from somewhere. Will other resources, other services and things not be affected now?
You know, that's a bridge that we will have to cross through our budgetary process. As I said to you, the biggest issue that we have is that government is not funding local government properly. And until that is sorted out and until a sustainable method of funding local government from a national, you know, from the national exchequer is taken in, we're going to have these battles ongoing. We're a council who do, like, we have a deficit every year. We have councils all over the country who have money that they're putting into the bank, you know, and they're able to do that because of, you know, the amount of business and, you know, the different investments that government would have put into those areas over the years. We've never had that investment in Donegal and from a national level, and we're fighting to, you know, that's where we're at. And, you know, I just think it's completely unfair on the people of this county and the businesses of this county that they're being asked every, you know, by the government and by the executive all the time to come up and give more money when we're not getting the proper investment from a national level. Like,